So yesterday we began the Antyalila, first chapter. In the first chapter, Kaviraj Goswami offered prayers to the deities of Vrindavan and to the Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And after Lord Chaitanya came back from Vrindavan, the news was communicated to the Bengal devotees. And the Bengal devotees came to see Lord Chaitanya. And Sivananda Sen arranged for all the travel and accommodation. And somehow this time when Sivananda Sen was coming, a dog also accompanied him. And we discussed about the deliverance of dog, how the dog was missing one day, and then next day they found the dog with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was giving the dog some coconut pulp. So all those details we have discussed. And dog went to Vaikuntha eventually. And Sivananda Sen offered obeisances to the dog also. So when the devotees were coming to Bengal, somehow coincidentally, Rupa Goswami also developed a desire to see Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. So from Vrindavan, he started to Jagannath Puri. So he came to Bengal. By that time, already Bengal devotees left. And Anupam, his brother, he died when he reached Bengal. And Rupa Goswami was delayed for a while. And then he proceeded towards Jagannath Puri. On the way, when he came to Satyabhamapura, Satyabhama came in the dream of Rupa Goswami and instructed him to write a separate drama for her. So Rupa Goswami has already begun to compose some dramas on Krishna Leela. Initially he thought of describing all the Leelas of Krishna in Mathura, Dwarka and Vrindavan in one drama. But later, after Satyabhama instructed him, he wanted to divide them into two parts. And he eventually came to Jagannath Puri. He came to Haridas Thakur's hut. He stayed there. Then Lord Chaitanya met him. And he was introduced to all the other devotees, and he became an object of affection of all the devotees at Jagannath Puri, and he started writing. And Lord Chaitanya, after the afternoon Uppal Bhoga ceremony, he would always come to Haridas Thakur's place and meet Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami. One day he met Rupa Goswami and he saw Rupa Goswami writing something. Actually, he came to the hut. Rupa Goswami wrote that verse that has reflected Lord Chaitanya's emotions during Rath Yatra. So he kept in the thatched hut roof, and Lord Chaitanya saw that, and he appreciated Rupa Goswami. He lovingly slapped him also, and Swarupa Damodar Goswami also appreciated him. And after that, another day when Lord Chaitanya came to see Rupa Goswami, he found that he is writing Tunde Tandavani verse. He was so impressed with it, with the handwriting also and with the meaning of the verse also. After some time, he got Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Ramanandrai and many other devotees along with him to meet Rupa Goswami. And he also wanted to test these exalted devotees. If Rupa Goswami is glorified so much in front of them, what would be their feeling? So Lord Chaitanya wanted to test these people, Ramanandra and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And they very lovingly appreciated Rupa Goswami. And the rest of the chapter is how Ramanandra examines the work of Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhav and Vidagdha Madhav. So now he began examining Vidagdha Madhav. And some of these verses that Rupa Goswami quotes from his Vidagdha Madhav are very esoteric. We may not be discussing, and we don't know how to discuss also. I don't know, at least. So some of them are really esoteric verses. So that the rest of the chapter is that examination. Let's see. 140th verse. Raya kahe kaha dekhi premotpatti karan purva raga vikara cheshta kama likhan.
Then Ramananda Rai inquired from Rupa Goswami about the causes of the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis, such as previous attachment, transformations of love, endeavors for love, and exchanges of letters disclosing the gopis' awakening love for Krishna.
So these are the subject matters that Ramananda Rai is asking from Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami gradually informed Ramananda Rai about everything that he asked. And devotees became very happy and they were surprised. My God, such a wonderful literature he's writing. So you can read the next translation, 142.
Experiencing previous attachment.
This is Purvaraga of Srimati Radharani.
Experiencing previous attachment to Krishna, Purvarag, Srimati Radharani thought, since I have heard the name of a person called Krishna, I have practically lost my good sense. Then there is another person who plays his flute in such a way that after I hear the vibration, intense madness arises in my heart. And again, there is still another person to whom my mind becomes attached when I see his beautiful lightning-like effulgence in his picture. Therefore, I think I am greatly condemned. For I have become simultaneously attached to three persons. It would be better for me to die because of this.
So all three persons are Krishna only, doing different activities. Continue.
My dear friend, these palpitations of Srimati Radharani's heart are extremely difficult to cure. Even if one applied some medical treatment, it would only end in defamation.
Go ahead.
Oh, dearly beautiful one, the artistic loveliness of your picture is now impressed within my mind. Since you are now living within my mind, wherever I wish to run because I am agitated by impressions of you, I find that you, O my friend, are blocking my way. Upon seeing peacock feathers in front of her, this girl suddenly begins trembling. When she sometimes sees a necklace of gunja, small conchs, she sheds tears and cries loudly. I do not know what kind of new ecstatic influence has entered the heart of this poor girl. It has imbued her with the dancing attitude of a player creating wonderful, unprecedented dances on a stage.
So, this verse is spoken by Mukhara, a friend of Krishna's grandmother, in a conversation with Purnamasi. So, this verse is describing how Srimati Radharani is attracted to various features of Krishna. Agre vikshasi khanda khanda majiradutkampamalambate.
Agre vikshasi khanda khanda majiradutkampamalambate.
Gunjanam chavilokanan muhurasau sarampari kroshati. No jane jana yanna purva natana krida chamatkaritam. Balaya kila chitta bhumi mavishad koyam navi nagraha. So just by seeing peacock feather, she is trembling. She sees that gunjamala, she starts shedding tears. And I don't know what kind of ecstatic influence has created the heart of Srimati Radharani. So, it has imbued her with dancing attitude of a player creating wonderful unprecedented dances. Just like Rupa Goswami glorified the holy name. Just by hearing the holy name, I feel like having millions of ears. Just by uttering the holy name, I feel like having millions of tongues. So, I don't know what great nectar is embedded within these holy names. And now he is saying Srimati Radharani's feelings. Just by seeing peacock feather or gunjamala, she is getting into ecstasy. Like that. Beyond that, we don't know. So, do you get ecstasy seeing gunjamala of Vrindavan Bihari? Do you get ecstasy seeing peacock feather of Vrindavan Bihari? So, we can't understand completely. Mahaprasad, you get ecstasy. That ecstasy also is not of the spiritual nature of Mahaprasad because of the item. If the Mahaprasad is khichdi, you are not so attracted. If it is paneer sabji, you are attracted. We are selectively attracted to Krishna. Read, continue.
Srimati Radharani said to her constant companion Vishakha, my dear friend, if Krishna is unkind to me, there will be no need for you to cry, for it will not be due to any fault of yours. I shall then have to die, but afterwards please do one thing for me, to observe my funeral ceremony, place my body with its arms embracing a tamal tree like creepers, so that I may remain forever in Vrindavan undisturbed. This is my last request.
Next.
Ramanandra inquired, what are the characteristics of emotional love? Prabhu Goswami replied, this is the nature of emotional love for Krishna.
Pida bhirnava kala kuta kutata garvasya nirvasano.
Pida bhirnava kala
Nisyandena mudam sudha madhuriba hankara sankochana. Prema sundari nanda nanda naparo jagarti yasyantare. Nayante sputamasya vikramadhuraste naiva vikrantayaham.
My dear beautiful friend, if one develops love of Godhead, love of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, all the bitter and sweet influences of this love will manifest in one's heart. Such love of Godhead acts in two ways. The poisonous effects of love of Godhead defeat the severe and fresh poison of the serpent. Yet, there is simultaneously transcendental bliss which pours down and defeats the poisonous effects of a snake, as well as the happiness derived from pouring nectar on one's head. It is perceived as doubly effective, simultaneously poisonous and nectarian.
Simultaneously poisonous and nectarian. So this is the effect of Krishna's love. Next.
Ramanandra Rai further inquired, What are the natural...
I don't know much about that. Poisonous effect, nectar effect, I don't know. Yeah, it comes earlier also. Yes.
Ramanand Rai further inquired, what are the natural characteristics of awakening of love of Godhead? Rupa Goswami replied, these are the natural characteristics of love of God.
Stotram yatra tatastham prakataya chittasya datte vyatham. Ninda api pramadam prayachati parihasashriyam bibhrati. Doshe nakshaitam gunena gurutam kena apyanatanvati. Premnaha svarikshayakasya chidayam vikridati prakriya.
So, another symptom, few more symptoms of love of Godhead are, I'll paraphrase. So, you're getting bored, I think, just reading. Okay. And when hears the praise, symptom of love of Godhead is, when the lover hears praise from the beloved, he outwardly remains neutral, but feels pain within the heart. When he hears some accusations, complaints, blame, then he takes them to be jokes. Accusations, jokes. Praise, pain. Next. When he finds faults in the beloved, they do not diminish his love, nor do the beloved's good qualities increase his spontaneous affection. So fault finding does not diminish the affection or anything like that. Thus, spontaneous love continues under all circumstances. Kuch samjha ga? Love of God. Symptoms of love of God. Someone who is below anarthanivritti stage. Symptoms of love of God. You just get some just vague idea that what this, when you interact with the person in a certain manner, naturally some reciprocation is expected, some response is expected. But in love of Godhead, some other totally different response will come. right? Not necessarily the traditional or conventional response. That's love. Prema, what is that? Pranaya Rosha. When there is pranaya, there can't be rosha. But there is pranaya rosha in love. Means loving anger. So the expression of anger or disagreement or difference of opinion or chastisement or blame can also be love. That's in now, if now our interactions, our dealings and our relationships are based on how externally we reciprocate. Hardly we are aware of another person's intentions. We may guess to some extent. We may presume, or we may give a benefit of doubt like that. But the hearts are not so close that you completely understand the intentions of another person. In what, with what background is he speaking? But when love of Godhead is there, so external reciprocations may seem a little different, but internally the hearts are so connected and close to each other. Okay. Read.
Upon hearing my cruelty, moon-faced Radharani may establish some kind of tolerance in her aggrieved heart, but then she might turn against me, or indeed, being fearful of the lusty desires invoked by the bow of formidable Cupid, she might even give up her life. Alas, I have foolishly uprooted the soft creeper of her desire just when it was ready to bear fruit. Desiring the happiness of his association and embraces, my dear friend, I disregarded even my superiors and relaxed my shyness and gravity before them. Furthermore, although you are my best friend, more dear to me than my own life, I have given you so much trouble. Indeed, I even put aside the vow of dedication to my husband, a vow kept by the most elevated woman. Oh, alas, although he is now neglecting me, I am so sinful that I am still living. Therefore, I must condemn my so-called patience.
So this is 151st verse is about Krishna's indifference towards Srimati Radharani. His regret, his guilt, why I have become indifferent to her. And 152nd verse is Srimati Radharani's response towards that indifference. So, yasyot sanga sukhasya sithila guruvi gurubhyastrapa. Basically, Radharani is regretting that because of his being greedy for his association, I have disregarded my superiors and I have given up my shyness and gravity, and we did many things. Basically, pati sutanvayad bhratrubandhavad. We have given up so much for him and he is becoming indifferent towards us. So that's the... And still I am living. Why am I so patient? How could I get this much patience? So she is wondering at her own patience. When someone is indifferent, you just feel like cutting the relationship. Done. Still I am feeling love for him. He is not interested in me, but still I am feeling love for him. What's happening to me? Why am I so obsessed with him? She is just feeling like that. Next.
I was engaged in my own playful activities in my home, and because of my childish innocence, I did not know right from wrong. Therefore, is it good for you to have forced us into being so much attracted to you and then to have neglected us? Now you are indifferent to us. Do you think this is right? Our hearts are so polluted by miserable conditions that we are certainly going to Pluto's kingdom. Nevertheless, Krishna does not give up his beautiful loving smiling, which is full of cheating tricks. Oh, Srimati Radharani, you are very intelligent. How could you have developed such great loving affection for this deceitful debauchee from the neighborhood of the cowherds?
So how much sacrifice the gopis have done for Krishna is unimaginable. So in such a cultured society, for a girl to give up her family, husband, after even after getting married also, for another boy, is unimaginable. So it could be common nowadays. It's not seen as a very grave offense in the modern society when some people do it. But still it is quite abominable even in the modern day also. Some cultured societies feel like that. But what to speak of that Vedic culture 5000 years back or even more than that? So for someone to just even appear naked in front of another man, that's like, you can't even, it's inconceivable. So gopis have given up everything to please Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, to express their love for Krishna. That's why Parakiya is considered more, is superior to Swakiya, mainly because in the Swakiya rasa, there is a marriage relationship. Officially, it's bona fide to associate with Krishna. But here, officially, socially, culturally, it's not at all bona fide to come to Krishna or interact with Krishna. But still, those bonds also did not stop the gopis. So what all she crossed, Srimati Radharani crossed especially, that's described in 155th verse very wonderfully.
Hitva dure pathi dhavataror antikam dharma setor.
Hitva dure pathi dhavataror antikam dharma setor.
Bhangodagra guru sikharinam ramhasa langhayanti.
Bhangodagra guru sikharinam ramhasa langhayanti.
Lebhe Krishna arnava navarasa radhika vahinitvam.
Lebhe Krishna arnava navarasa radhika vahinitvam.
Vagvichi bhih kimiva vimukhi bhavamasya astanoshi.
Vagvichi bhih kimiva vimukhi bhavamasya astanoshi.
Hitva dure pathi dhavataro antikam dharma setor. Bhangodagra guru sikharinam ramhasa langhayanti. Lebhe Krishna arnava navarasa radhika vahinitvam. Vagvichi bhih kimiva vimukhi bhavamasya astanoshi. Hitva dure pathi dhavataror antikam dharma setor.
So Srimati Radharani is saying that I have traveled for a long distance, just like rivers travel for a long distance to meet the ocean, right? Similarly, Srimati Radharani also traveled for a long distance, not necessarily the physical, geographical distance from one point to another point. It's like dharma setor. She crossed the bridge of dharma. There's a dharma that is prescribed for ladies. Stri dharma. You refer to what Bhishma Dev speaks to Yudhishthira Maharaj on his deathbed. There is stri dharma, raja dharma, dana dharma, bhagavata dharma, varnashrama dharma. There are different religious principles prescribed for different categories of the society, of human beings. So, being a lady in a cultured society, she had certain dharma to follow.
Hitva dure pathi dhavataror antikam dharma setor.
The bridge of religion I have just crossed. Leaving far behind the tree of husband, dhavataror. Dhava, taru means tree. Dhava is husband. Dhavataror, I have given up the tree of my husband. And I have given up the bridge of religion. Next,
Bhangodagra guru sikharinam ramhasa langhayanti.
Bhanga, udagra. So, it's very difficult to break this bond. What is that bond? Guru sikharinam. Sikhara means a big peak, means hill. So, guru sikharinam means the peaks of superiors, like parents or brothers or say like in-laws. There are superiors in the family. They control younger people within the family, in a cultured family. Now, young people may control elders. Now, the elder orders, grandfather orders. Okay, granddaughter, you can't go anywhere. Grandson, you can't go anywhere. In a cultured society, these grandchildren are obliged to follow them. They are obliged to follow for parents.
Guru sikharinam, bhangodagra guru sikharinam, ramhasa langhayanti.
Langhayanti means I crossed over. I crossed over the bridge of religion. I crossed over the hills of superiors. I crossed over the ट्री ऑफ हस्बैंड राइट. नेक्स्ट लेभे कृष्णार्णव नवरस राधिका वाहिनी त्वम. सो क्रॉसिंग ओवर ऑल दीज ऑब्स्टिकल्स जस्ट लाइक ए हिल जस्ट लाइक ए रिवर में क्रॉस सर्टेन ट्रीज सर्टेन हिल्स ऑल्सो देन वॉट एल्स सर्टेन ब्रिडजेस राइट सम डैम्स. सो ही रिवर क्रॉसेस ओवर ऑल ऑफ देम एंड देन रीचेस द ओशन. सो श्रीमती राधारानी इज कंपेयर टू वाहिनी ए रिवर एंड कृष्णा इज कंपेयर टू अर्णव. लेभे कृष्णार्णव नव रसाम राधिका वाहिनी त्वम. सो नव रसाम कृष्णा इज कॉन्स्टेंटली एग्जिबिटिंग फ्रेश फीलिंग्स रसास टुवर्ड्स ऑल हिज डिवोटीज बिकॉज ऑफ द ग्रीड टू एक्सपीरियंस दैट रसा इन द रिलेशनशिप विथ कृष्णा. दिस वाहिनी ऑफ राधिका मेट द अर्णव ऑफ कृष्णा टू एक्सपीरियंस द नव रस. लेभे कृष्णार्णव नव रसाम राधिका वाहिनी त्वम. वाग्वीचि भी किम इव विमुखी भावम अस्यास्तनोषि. नाउ ऑल्दो आई एंडेवर्ड सो मच टू मीट यू, यू आर सेइंग गेट आउट टर्न बैक. हाउ कैन द रिवर दैट जस्ट केम टू द ओशन कैन चेंज द कोर्स ऑफ दैट ओशन चेंज हर कोर्स एंड देन गो बैक. Did you ever see a river flowing away from the ocean? River knows only one direction, flow towards the ocean. Reverse direction is not there. River doesn't know reverse direction. There is only one river that flows in both directions. What is that river? Bhavasagar. Where did you find the reference? No, Bhagavatam only. Which is that river that flows in both directions? Yes, Narada Muni told Dakshasans, that is a river of Maya. There is creation and dissolution. That's a river of material energy. But this is spiritual energy, internal potency. She knows only to flow towards Krishna. And she makes us flow towards Krishna. Right? That's her role. She is the sanctioner or bestower of devotion. Of whatever devotion that all of us have, little bit, spark, it's coming from her. How can you ask her to turn back and then flow away from Krishna Arnava? It's impossible, right? So, lebhe Krishna Arnava nava rasam radhika vahinitvam vagvichibhi. Vagvichibhi means by the waves of words. So, river is with that small ripples, the river is trying to reach the ocean, meet the ocean. And what is Krishna doing? Krishna ocean is doing. Waves are just pushing away. Right? So river is meeting and then waves are pushing the river away. And the waves are compared to Krishna's words. Vagvichibhi kimiva vimukhi bhavam. Vimukhi bhavam. Bhava is emotion. Vimukhi is turning the face aside. Means unfavorable emotion. Right, indifference. Sumukhi means favorable, you are inclined, and vimukhi means not inclined. So with vimukhi bhavam, that vimukhi bhava of Krishna is compared to the waves, or words of Krishna that are filled with indifference are compared to the waves, ocean waves, trying to push away Radhika ocean, Radhika vahinitvam, asyastanoshi. Is it befitting for you, Krishna? So these are certain verses in Vidagdha Madhav. So all these are of different. I just gave one only. Somehow I like this verse, and then three, four verses back there is another verse. So to even appreciate these verses also, it takes a lot of time for us. Sometimes we feel like that. But to actually appreciate some of the verses, such great verses that describe the loving affairs of Srimati Radha and Krishna, one needs a lot of purification. If the heart is filled with lusty desires, it's very difficult to relate with these things. If the heart is filled with envy and desires for enjoying this matter, material world, we can't relate with these things. Right? Why so much of poetry is given? Actually, they are feelings. Right? So, At our stage, we can only translate this verse to our situation of, okay, we have also given up jobs. We have crossed the parents' obstacles. Parents are pushing, bhakti kyun kar rahe? Nahin, job karo. Head shaving kyun kar rahe? Shadi karo. So parents may say like that. That's like one, Sikharinam, Guru Sikharinam for us. Right? And what else? Husbandry. And Dharma Setu. And my father said, you should not be saying all these things. Lord Ram followed father's order. And you are not following father's order. What kind of devotee are you? My mother said, Lord Chaitanya married twice. Prabhupada also married twice. Married once. Married. So, why you can't get married? I said, Lord Chaitanya married before 24. I'm already 24 now. Your mistake. No, I'm already 24. Let me join. I was 23 or 24 when I was joining. Right. It's your mistake. Yeah, you... Time up for you. So, like that, parents put obstacles and all that. So, these gross obstacles can be crossed to some extent. To some extent, gross obstacles could be crossed because for someone who is coming to temple on a regular basis, not necessarily a brahmachari also, he comes in dhoti kurta. And all his friends in jeans pants and t-shirt used to look at her. Kya paagal ho gaya kya? Ye kya hai? Naya hai. Sari kyun pehna? Like that. No, ladies are not wearing saris. They are wearing pants yet. And the men are wearing this, which look like saris. What's happening to you? Right? They just look at you as if you are alien. Once in IAC, 2005-2006, I was studying there. So there was a program, Sunday program. I was asked to coordinate, call up people, different people. I just called up different department people, students, and then managed the program. One devotee was coming and doing it. And I personally had an assignment, which I had to submit on Monday, or something like that. I'm too busy. I need to execute the assignment and also coordinate the program. I just did the needful there. And I was working on my assignment. I did my morning program and then I was in dhoti kurta, white dhoti kurta. Then some emergency came at the place. We used to do it in Gymkhana. Right? Our hostel is here. It takes maybe 5 minutes to reach that venue. So, like IIC people, they made one nice bridge without any pillars. The road is quite wide. And from our campus, like G, our matlab, Maji our, that IIC campus, like one side of the road and another side of the road, both are ours only. Both are IIC. Very big land, acres. So on the other side, there is a big playground for cricket and then Gymkhana and all these programs. We just got permission from the people, relevant people to arrange the thing there. So crossing this road, the main road, there is a big bridge, right? So if I have to go from my hostel room to the other side of the road, crossing this bridge and crossing so many other bridges of my classmates or college mates, so it takes 5-10 minutes, 5 to 6-7 minutes, something like that. So I didn't have time to change my dress. Emergency is there. I just kept aside my assignment. I got a phone call. With dhoti kurta, I just went outside. So many people are looking at me. All boys and girls. Girls are the other side. So they were all looking at me like this. Hey, kya chal raha hai? Kaun hai alien? Idhar aa gaya. So then finally I just went to the bridge. I was climbing the steps, crossing, and then one of my friends, classmates, Namburi Nageswar Rao, uska naam. He was in B mess, non-veg mess. I was in A mess, vegetarian mess. So he said, what is this mess? And he is used to wear very formal dresses, like proper pants and iron pants, and then formal dresses. I used to wear jeans pant and t-shirt and all color shades and this kind of different kinds of shades. Arey, kaisa hua tha? He said in Telugu. So basically, What kind of person has become? Right? So where is your regular dress with which you used to come to the classroom, and what is this dress? It's really shock for him. Shock for many people, which he expressed, became the representative of all of them. And people just have given up on me, slowly. So like that, it's extremely difficult to, difficult for people in general to conceive. How can a devotee who is attracted to the process of bhakti can give up the basic needs, can give up the basic, some other fellow, Ravi Shankar, my classmate, my lab mate. He became so sympathetic towards me. Why you don't watch movies? Why are you fasting from all pleasures of life? Why are you wearing this kind of dress? Why you are not coming with us for any parties? He was so sympathetic towards me. So I could not do anything. So like I used to call him, he would come for to chant 3 rounds in the evening. So like that, people, we also cross certain obstacles. So at a gross level, crossing these obstacles may be a little okay. We may tolerate the comments or perceptions of people, our friends or family members. But once we come in, there are bigger Dhavataror, Dharmasetor, and Guru Sikharinam. So there are bigger obstacles that the mind places. We have given up all these attachments on a gross level, on an external level, but internally there are so many attachments. Right? Attachment to control, being the possessor of many, credits, or to boss over people, to show off one's talents. So there are so many other distractions. Subtle, lusty desires will keep bothering us. So when we cross over that also, then Krishna will not do it. Vagvichibi kimiva vimukhi. If Krishna ocean just presents his waves to push us back, actually Krishna doesn't do that for us. He may do it with Radharani because he's confident that Radharani, although I push her back, she will come back. But if he pushes her, then we will not come back. Are bechar. After passing through millions of lifetimes, finally he came to me. I can't push him back. Let me keep him. So the more we are eager to come towards Krishna, the more he will entertain us, tolerating our shortcomings. And when that advancement reaches to certain extent, then Krishna's waves will come to push us back. So how inclined are we to go towards Krishna when Krishna is pushing us? So initially there is a lot of encouragement given. Right? Initially when we are coming towards the process of bhakti, all the devotees are very nice to us, very encouraging towards us, and very lovingly they speak, they feed Mahaprasad, they will do many other things. But once you come in and spend for a while, you may not expect that same treatment that you used to receive in the first initial days. So we will be here to the extent we are crazy for Krishna. As long as we don't have that craziness, every small ego clash, every small some dispute or interaction or difference of opinion or something else, will bother us and we feel like this is not the right place for me. Initially, the environment and the climate and the people around us just present their best side will come out. Right? And you will only get positive vibes, generally. But after some time, unless we are crazy, we can't be around. Because there are hundreds of reasons that will just irritate us, bother us. Makes sense. It will make more sense after some time, right? So just like Vidyapeeth initial days, there is a lot of eagerness to study, not wasting a single moment. Remember your first canto days, first few chapters, You want to grab every drop of nectar, quote unquote, that the teacher is giving you. You want to note down all points. If you miss something, you will immediately go. If you miss a class, you will immediately hear the recordings. And you don't want to miss a single exam. And if you get 49 out of 50, you come and bargain with the people who are checking papers. But after some time, you don't bother to write exam only. You don't bother to come for the classes on time. You don't bother to take breaks during the class. Right? And initially, we appointed some mentors for you. Who are they? You remember those names? Akshar Gaurang and Ajit Mukund Prabhu. You don't have time for them initially. No, many people are coming and meeting me. Prabhu, thoda guidance chahiye karke. In the last 1 month, at least 5-6 people came and met me expressing their internal, whatever, confusions or this or that. I mean, after completing Bhagavatam, you should be more composed now. Why there is more confusion now? Getting right? So, as we spend more time, challenges will increase. Challenges presented by the mind will increase. Initially, because of the freshness of the experience, the newness of the experience, there's an adventurous spirit, there's an excitement. After some time, how inspired are we to continue the service, continue the process? It's really a test. Develop the craziness for Krishna. Unless we develop that craziness for Krishna, we'll get spaced out. Because every small disturbance will just seem like a very big, huge thing trying to check us out, like wave. Waves are pushing the river out. But if the river has determination, even the wave wants to push it out, you feel like merging into the ocean. Makes sense? Huh? Does it make sense? You could understand? Some experience is there, right? I'm just speaking based on just by observation on your batch. Right? In the recent past and in the initial days. Earlier, your mentors didn't have time for you. You didn't have time for your mentors because you are so absorbed in Bhagavatam. Now that absorption has become less now. You are seasoned. Exam nahi likh rahe. Then time bas gaya na. And what will the time? The time has to be utilized by mind somewhere. It starts thinking about 100 other things. Then you feel like, I am little confused or bewildered. Please give me some guidance. Then you come. Makes sense? Hey, Swagat Acharya Prabhu. Makes sense? Vijay. Sarvagnagar Prabhu. Makes sense? Don't guess. These are not the people who came to me. Are these the people who came to me? You don't have to guess all this. Just go ahead, get the point. Now there is another fresh experience after 1 month. Right? You will become more attentive. The attentiveness levels will increase. After 1 month, there is a new experience. People will go to different their respective temples and they start their services. So there is a newness. After some time, that also will become routine. So like that is a routine. Becoming bored or satiated or saturated with the routine is a routine in sadhaka's life. But we need to cross that bridge and develop craziness for Krishna. Although we see some unfavorable or unpleasant or apparently uncomfortable experiences to the mind, our determination to serve Krishna, take shelter of the holy name, take shelter of Guru, that's a challenging thing, but we need to keep it on. For that, constantly we keep taking doses of what scriptures are saying, what experienced devotees are saying, what Guru is saying. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Vipradharmachyutashrayaha. How does it begin? Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yad yuyam. Ye bhi bhool gaya aap log. Yad yuyam dharmanandana. Aage kya? Jeevitum. Narhataha, klishtam, last line to bolo. Vipra dharma achyuta ashrayaha. Kashtam will come to you. Anyayam also will come to you. When you are doing devotional service, definitely there is kashtam, difficulty. Do you think that the next life is devoid of any kashtam, difficulty? It is filled with difficulties, Anil. Oh, kashtam, anyayam. Do you think every time you will get justice or what? You will not get justice. You will think Rakshan Krishna Prabhu will get more resources than Anil. Sometimes it may happen. But he will get more resources or time from people than you. You will perceive justice, injustice there. So there is kashtam, there is anyayam. Tolerate that. Okay. When can you tolerate that? And sometimes jivitam narhitam klishtam. To continue in the devotional life becomes difficult when you are obsessed with this kashtam and anyayam. So, when can we continue despite experiencing this kashtam and anyayam? When we take shelter of vipra, dharma, achyuta. Krishna, the process of devotional service, and the sangha of Vaishnavas. So, when we take shelter of these three, we can survive. So, earlier problem is from outside. It could be from parents, it could be relatives, it could be friends, it could be society. It could be financial problems, it could be this or that. But after some time, problem will come from inside. You have a lot of eagerness to come to the Sangha of devotees, and you crossed over so many of those gross and external obstacles to come inside. And after coming inside, the very association of devotees for which you are so eager for till now could also give you certain troubles, right? Ideally it should not, but our mind will make us perceive that this is a trouble. But if you are mature, we will think that, yeah, these small differences of opinion or some other inconveniences in the association of devotees, it's a very small price to pay to stay in this temple of Krishna, to stay in the process of devotional service. So that requires vipra dharma achyuta ashraya. Otherwise, we'll just run away. Yes, Rupu Pandit, Sridhar Pandit Rupu. Kuch garat bola kya main? Anyone has any comments or questions or clarifications or justifications or rectifications? So, sorry, from Radharani we went somewhere else. Hitva dure pathidhavatar or antikam dharma setor. Bhango dagra guru sikharinam ramhasa langhayanti. Lebhe krishnar navanavarasa radhika vahinitvam. Vagvichi bhi kimiva vimukhi bhavamasya astanoshi. The ocean of Krishna itself is just pushing away the devotee river. This is on a totally different plane. It's on a completely spiritual plane. So in our case, a reflection of this could happen in different flavors. We need to be prepared for that. Savaruma, does it make sense? Hare Krishna. Remember this. Baad mein bhul jayenge, ye bhi bhul jayenge. I told this all this to previous batches also. So try to remember this and remind me this. Right? When I am getting agitated by the issues within, you should remind me. Vaishna Sangha is there to help each other. Right? 156, read.
Srila Ramananda Rai further inquired, how have you described Vrindavan, the vibration of the transcendental flute and the relationship between Krishna and Radhika? Please tell me all this, for your poetic ability is wonderful. After offering obeisances to Ramananda Rai, Rupa Goswami gradually began answering his inquiries.
So, Ramananda Rai asked about few more aspects of Vidagdha Madhava. Vrindavana, Murali Nishvasana, and Krishna and Radhika's Varnana. Four questions. Number one, about Vrindavan. Number two, about the flute of Krishna. Number 3, about the characteristics of Krishna. Number 4, about the characteristics of Srimati Radharani. And he is answering.
The sweet fragrant honey oozing from newly grown mango buds is again and again attracting groups of bumblebees.
Mm.
And this forest is trembling in the softly moving breezes from the Malaya hills, which are full of sandalwood trees. Thus the forest of Vrindavan is increasing my transcendental pleasure.
Mm. Newly grown mango buds. Okay, you could see all this. Okay, next. Vrindavanam divyalata paritam. Latascha pushpas puritagra bhajaha. Pushpani cha sphita madhuvratani. Madhuvratascha shrutihara gitaha.
My dear friend, see how this forest of Vrindavan is full of transcendental creepers and trees. The tops of the creepers are full of flowers, and intoxicated bumblebees are buzzing around them, humming songs that please the ear and surpass even the Vedic hymns.
So, now what's going on? Vrindavan's description, right? From 158th verse with the next few verses, there is Vrindavan description. After that, flute description will come. One by one, he will describe all this. Yeah, continue.
My dear friend, this forest of Vrindavan is giving great pleasure to our senses in various ways. Somewhere, bumblebees are singing in groups, and in some places, mild breezes are cooling the entire atmosphere. Somewhere, the creepers and tree twigs are dancing. The mallika flowers are expanding their fragrance, and an overabundance of juice is constantly flowing in showers from pomegranate fruits. The flute of Krishna's pastimes measures 3 fingers in length, and it is bedecked with Indra Neela gems.
Mm.
At the ends of the flute are Aruna gems, rubies, glittering beautifully, and between its end the flute is placed with gold set ablaze by diamonds. This auspicious flute pleasing to Krishna is glittering in his hand with transcendental brilliance.
Mm. So, this is the description of flute. If you want authentic descriptions of Vrindavan, and Krishna's flute and different attributes, you can always refer to some of these verses. The other day, our Anupam Gauram Prabhu was asking on the group, Brahmachari group, Pujari group, any ideas for Chandanyatra decorations? I mentioned this verse and said, make a flute like this. So like that, he was inviting some ideas. So the perfect Shastric description of how a flute should be is given here, bedecked with jewels and all that. Next, 162nd verse, the gopis are describing the flute. Where else do the gopis describe the flute? Venugita, 21st chapter, 10th canto. Now Radharani is describing now. Sadvamshatastava janihi purushottamasya. We'll just recite some verses, we'll just discuss some verses elaborately. Most of it is esoteric. Every verse will take half an hour. And we don't have so much of time or knowledge also to elaborate on that. Sadvamshatah tava janihi purushottamasya. So this flute is actually born from Sadvamsha, a good dynasty of bamboo trees. Panav sthitir muralike saralasi jatya. And sarala asi jatya. So this flute is by nature very simple, not crooked, right? It's like a straight line, straight branch or a stick from a bamboo tree with some holes in it. It's a very straightforward instrument. There is nothing very complicated there. It's such a simple and straightforward instrument. But kasmatvaya sakhi guru or vishama grihita. Gopangana gana vimohana mantra diksha. Kasmatvaya sakhi guru or vishama grihita. You are coming from a wonderful family, sadvamsha, and you are very simple, sarala. But where did you develop this crookedness, my dear flute? Radharani is saying. Kasmatvaya vishama grihita, this kind of dangerous attitude, how did you develop? What is the dangerous attitude? Gopangana Gana Vimohana Mantra Diksha. So who has given you initiation? Mantra Diksha means initiation into certain mantra. So you are distracting the Gopanganas. By your vibration, you are distracting all of us. Who initiated you into this practice, although you are so simple? Mantra Diksha or initiation can be given into good things also, bad things also. Today, we will promote you from pickpocketer to big robber who can loot banks. So, this kind of promotions will happen in the robber circle, the dacoit circle. It could happen like that. Now you are head dacoit, HOD of this department, this area. So they also have that. They give initiation to do that. So like that, different areas are there. Everywhere there is some hierarchy, there is some initiation, there is some promotion, all these things are there. So some simple innocent people are initiated into some nonsensical activities. Right? So, and some naive, crude people are also mercifully given entry into spiritual realm, spiritual activities. Right? That's our case. Right? So here, the initiation that flute took is not very pleasant for Srimati Radharani. Apparently, she says like that. But actually, she is ecstatic with this flute. Without hearing that flute, all the gopis will become, hey, what's happening? No flute sound. And after Krishna plays that flute, hearing that sound, they'll say, oh my God, he's like distracting so much. Right? That's the expression of love. Right? We can't understand this. At our level, we cannot empathize with what they are undergoing. What exactly are their emotions? Even a glimpse of it is also very, it's way beyond our comprehension.
सद्वंशतस्तवजनिः पुरुषोत्तमस्य पाणौ स्थितिर्मुरलिके सरलासि जात्या कस्मात्त्वया सखि गुरोर्विषमा गृहीता गोपाङ्गनागणविमोहनमन्त्रदीक्षा Gopangana Gana Vimohana Mantra Diksha. The flute has taken initiation to bewilder the gopis. 163. Read.
My dear friend, the flute, you are actually full of many holes or faults. You are light, hard, useless and full of knots. But what kind of pious activities have engaged you in the service of being kissed by the Lord and embraced by His hands?
See, last verse, gopis are saying, Srimati Radharani is saying that she highlighted the good qualities of flute and bad activity of the flute, right, apparently. Now, this gopi, Chandravali Sakhi, who is a competitor of Srimati Radharani, she is highlighting the disqualifications of the flute and the glorious activity done by the flute. You are juiceless. You just pick up any tree branch. If you squeeze it, some juice will come out. It's a little wet. But bamboo is not like that. That too, bamboo, when it becomes dry, when the green bamboo becomes brown, absolutely no juice only. So you are juiceless and you are full of knots and you are very light, hollow. Andar kuch hai nahi. You take this tree log and you to just carry it, it's really heavy for you because inside it's all filled with content, with wood. But if you take a bamboo, inside it's hollow. It's hollow, it's juiceless, it's dry and it's filled with holes. Already hollow, on top of it there are so many holes of it. So, but what great fortune you have. Although you have hundreds of such disqualifications, Krishna is playing on you. And through you, he is mesmerizing the three worlds. What great fortune you have, my dear flute. Like that another gopi is saying. So, it's like, there is nothing black and white there. When will they appreciate? When will they criticize? Whom will they appreciate? Whom they will criticize? How they will appreciate? How they will criticize? But one thing consistent in all of them is they are obsessed with love for Krishna. They are obsessed by getting attracted to everything connected to Krishna. Right? Sometimes they blame those attributes of Krishna or paraphernalia of Krishna. Sometimes they praise. Right? So, in the Venu Gita, there is a lot of praise for this Venu. And sometimes the gopis also express their quote-unquote envy also towards the flute. Hey, this flute is constantly associating with Krishna, right? Taking the nectar of Krishna. Krishna is constantly playing that flute. And we are supposed to be in the association of Krishna. And why this flute is competing with us? It's not even a living being, they say like that. Although such a hollow object filled with holes cannot hold anything, but this flute is holding millions of ragas that are mesmerizing the three worlds. And Krishna is attracting all the cows and the calves and the deer and heavenly demigoddesses and birds and rivers and hills. Everything is attracting by this flute. Like that they glorify. Read next.
The transcendental vibration of Krishna's flute blocked the movements of the rain clouds, struck the Gandharvas full of wonder, and agitated the meditation of great saintly persons like Sanaka and Sanandana. It created wonder in Lord Brahma, brought intense curiosity that agitated the mind of Bali Maharaj, who was otherwise firmly fixed, and made Maharaj Ananta, the carrier of the planets, whirl around and penetrated the strong coverings of the universe. Thus, the sound of the flute in the hands of Krishna created a wonderful situation.
Continue.
The beauty of Krishna's...
So, description of Vrindavan is over. Description of flute is over. Now description of Krishna is coming.
The beauty of Krishna's eyes surpasses the beauty of white lotus flowers.
So, eyes surpass the beauty of lotuses.
His yellow garments surpass the brilliance of fresh decorations of kumkuma.
Garments, dress surpasses the beauty of kumkum.
His ornaments of selected forest flowers subdue the hankering for the best of garments.
Mm.
And his bodily beauty possesses mind-attracting splendor greater than that of the jewels known as Markatamani, emeralds.
So, the mothers of all these cowherd boys decorate these boys very nicely with nice ornaments. And they take sandalwood pulp, mix that pulp with some kumkum, and then put some dots on their faces and on their hands and on their chest. There is like a lot of designs. So like that, the gopis, the gopas are well decorated by their mothers. But when the gopas enter the forest along with Krishna, they just pick up some leaves and twigs and flowers which are available in the forest and they decorate themselves. So... that's why these forest ornaments, which are just simple leaves and twigs, so they are much, much superior to many great ornaments also, best of garments also. So like that, Krishna is glorified in various ways. Read.
Oh, most beautiful friend, please accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is standing before you full of transcendental bliss. The borders of his eyes roam from side to side and his eyebrows move slowly like bumblebees.
So this one beautiful verse is about the description of Krishna's Tribhanga form. So if you want an authentic description of how Krishna stands, why deities of Krishna are carved like that, refer to 166th verse.
Jangadastata Sangidakshina Padam Kinchid Vibhugnatrikam. Sachi Stambhita Kandharam Sakhitiraha Sancharine Tranchalam. Vamsim Kutmalite Dadhana Madhare Lolanguli Sangatam. Ringad Bhru Brahmaram Varangi Paramanandam Puraha Shri Kuru. Jangadhastata Sangi Dakshinapadam Kinchid Vibhugnatrikam. Jangadhastata
साची स्तंभित कंधरम सखितिरह संचारि नेत्रांचलम वंशीं कुट्मलिते दधानमधरे लोलांगुली संगतम रिंगद भ्रूभ्रमरं वरांगि परमानंदं पुरः स्वीकुरु
O most beautiful friend, please accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is standing before you full of transcendental bliss. The borders of his eyes roam from side to side and his eyebrows move slowly like bumblebees on his lotus-like face. Standing with his right foot placed before below the knee of his left leg, the middle of his body curved in three places and his neck gracefully tilted to the side, he takes his flute to his pursed lips and moves his fingers upon it here and there.
That's the description of the deity of Vrindavan Bihari, or Gopinath, or Madhav, or Shyam Sundar, or Muralidhar, or whichever deity you want to say. Read.
Oh, beautiful faced one, who is this creative person standing before us? With the sharp chisels of his loving glances, he is splitting the hard stones of many women's devotion to their husbands, and with the luster of his body, surpassing the brilliance of countless emeralds, he is simultaneously constructing private meetings places for his pastimes.
Mm.
My dear friend, this newly youthful Lord Shri Krishna, the moon in the family of Nanda Maharaj, is so beautiful that he defies the beauty of clusters of valuable jewels. All glory is to the vibration of his flute, for it is cunningly breaking the patience of chaste ladies by loosening their belts and tight dresses. The beauty of Srimati Radharani's eyes forcibly devours the beauty of newly grown blue lotus flowers.
And the description of Radharani from now. Mm.
And the beauty of her face surpasses that of an entire forest of fully blossomed lotuses. Her bodily luster seems to place even gold into a painful situation. Thus, the wonderful, unprecedented beauty of Srimati Radharani is awakening in Vrindavan.
Mm.
Although the effulgence of the moon is brilliant initially at night, in the daytime it fades away. Similarly, although the lotus is beautiful during the daytime, at night it closes. But oh my friend, the face of my most dear Srimati Radharani is always bright and beautiful, both day and night.
Mm.
Therefore, to what can her face be compared?
Mm.
When Srimati Radharani smiles,
simple description.
Waves of joy flow over her cheeks and her arched eyebrows dance like the bow of Cupid. Her glance is so enchanting that it is like a dancing bumblebee moving unsteadily due to intoxication. That bee has bitten the world of my heart.
Mm.
Having heard these verses recited by Rupa Goswami, Srila Ramananda Rai said, "Your poetic expressions are like continuous showers of nectar. Kindly let me hear the introductory portion of the second drama."
So, till now, Ramananda Rai was examining Rupa Goswami's writing of Vidagdha Madhav. Now he begins to examine Lalita Madhav very briefly. And somehow in this description of Vidagdha Madhav also, Rupa Goswami quotes 2-3 verses from Lalita Madhav. I don't know the reason, but some quotations are there from Lalita Madhav also in the previous verses, specifically to describe the characteristics of Radha and Krishna. Now he very briefly reviews Lalita Madhav, and very just few verses are quoted from Lalita Madhav, and after that there is a conclusion. राय कहे कहा तुमी सूर्योपम भास मुई को नक्षुद्र येन खद्योत प्रकाश इन योर प्रेजेंस विच इज लाइक ए ब्रिलियंट सनशाइन आई एम एज इनसिग्निफिकेंट एज द लाइट ऑफ ए ग्लोवम नाउ यू सी रूप गोस्वामी इज ओनली स्पीकिंग अबाउट हिज वर्क We didn't find Ramananda Rai or any other devotees quoting their verses. Or Sarvam Bhattacharya, maybe likha tha. Kya likha tha? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He didn't quote that verse. Right? It's not that other devotees who are present there, they are also very eager to mention about their work. So when devotee, when it's the context or the situation where one devotee is asked to present his work, other devotees just give him attention and then they take low profile, although they are also accomplished. So in this situation, other devotees did not speak, although they are accomplished. That's wonderful. And sometimes, like in our one-to-one discussions also, he is saying about his service. No, you naturally feel the inspiration to speak about what you have done also. Right? And just because this one devotee, Rupa Goswami, is speaking about his work, he's quoting his verses, and all others are keeping quiet, that did not induce any pride in Rupa Goswami. And you see, definitely you must have appreciated Rupa Goswami's work so far. We have been discussing for an hour or so, and yesterday also we discussed for half an hour or so. So we got some appreciation, although we don't understand it completely. Right? Just imagine how much all these exalted devotees like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Raya, Lord Chaitanya, Sarup Damodar Goswami, all these people, how much they must have relished Nityanand Prabhu. So, although he is the cause of the relish of so many such exalted devotees, that did not induce any pride in Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is like quite composed. He says like, yeah, I spoke this because you wanted me to speak. I wrote this because Lord Chaitanya wanted me to write. And to the best of my knowledge, I tried to just make this drama. But I am convinced that you are superior to me. All of you are exalted than me. Just because I did this, that doesn't make me superior to you. So that conviction is there. So when a devotee is presenting his own service, although it is exceptional service, that's not with the pride in his heart. Neither in his expression nor his emotion. There is a pride in devotee's overall system. So, he says, you are all Surya Upama. Ramanandra, you are similar to sun. And I am like a glowworm. So what is the light of a glowworm in front of sunshine? Khadyota and Surya. There is a lot of difference in the quality and quantity of heat and light that they generate. So he is convinced about it. Just because you asked me, I am just speaking it out. So doing services that please so many Vaishnavas and Guru is at one level. Right. So that much effort it will take to maintain one's humility and not become proud, as much as effort that we have put to do that service. Right. So one is like external effort and some internal effort also. The other is purely internal effort. Right. Otherwise, Krishna has to put some effort to humble that person. Right. If you yourself are not consciously being humble in while you are doing some service that gave pleasure to Guru or Krishna, I will make you humble by different ways. You can't understand how Krishna will make you humble. He may make you humble by making another devotee perform better than you. He can outsmart you. Krishna is smart, right? He can empower someone else with smartness, more smartness than you have exhibited. So like that, we need to, it's our responsibility to do the service, and it's our responsibility also to maintain humility while doing the service, right? And if it's our responsibility also to not lose inspiration if we fail to do some service because of lack of certain skills or whatever. It's not that every time we become successful, sometimes we fail also. So failure should not discourage us and disappoint us, and successes should not make us proud. So continue devotional service to the best of your ability and endeavor to do it in the best possible consciousness. That's all we can endeavor, we can do. Read.
ತುಮಾರ ಆಗೆ ಧ್ರಾಷ್ಟ್ಯ ಈ ಮೂರ್ಖ ವ್ಯಾಧನ ಮುಖ ವ್ಯಾಧನ ಏತಬಲಿ ನಂದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕರಿಲ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಯುಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಮೈ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಟು ಓಪನ್ ಮೈ ಮೌತ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಮೀ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ದ ನಂದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆಫ್ ಲಲಿತ ಮಾಧವ್ ರೀಡ್.
The beautiful moonlight glories of Mukunda give distress to the lotus-like faces of the wives of the demons and to their raised breasts, which are like gleaming chakravak birds. Those glories, however, are pleasing to all his devotees who are like chakora birds. May those glories forever give pleasure to you all.
Continue.
When Sri Ramananda Rai further inquired about the second introductory verse, Sri Rupa Goswami was somewhat hesitant, but nevertheless he began to recite. The moon-like Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Mother Sachi, has now appeared on earth to spread devotional love of himself. He is the emperor of the Brahmana community. He can drive away all the darkness of ignorance and control the mind of everyone in the world. May that rising moon bestow upon us all good fortune.
So, just like in Vidagdha Madhav, Rupa Goswami composed the verse about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Anarpita Charim Charat. There is another verse in Lalita Madhava also, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, continue.
Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inwardly greatly pleased when he heard this verse, externally he spoke as if angry.
You wrote such wonderful verses glorifying Krishna's pastimes. It's like an ocean of nectar. But this one is like a drop of alkali, Kshara Bindu. Then Ramanandari said, no, it's not like a drop of alkali. It's nectar. It's like camphor. There is camphor in nectar that increases the flavor. In sweet rice, you just add some kesar, the flavor increases. So similarly, this one thing is increasing the flavor. So Lord Chaitanya has to keep quiet. Right. Next.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Ramananda Rai, you are jubilant at hearing these poetic expressions, but I am ashamed to hear them, for people in general will joke about the subject of this verse.
Read.
Ramananda Rai said, instead of joking, people in general will feel great pleasure in hearing such poetry, for the initial remembrance of the worshipable deity invokes good fortune.
And Ramanandare, seeing this, he diverted the topic. Okay, aage bolo. So, how are the characters being introduced in the play? Then he mentioned. Read 184.
While dancing on the stage, after having killed the ruler of uncivilized men, Kamsa, Lord Krishna, master of all arts, will at the proper time accept the hand of Srimati Radharani, who is qualified with all transcendental attributes. This introduction is technically called Udghatika and the whole scene is called Vithi. You are so expert in dramatic expression that each of my statements before you is like a wave from an ocean of impudence.
So, Ramanandrai is very well aware of the technical aspects of writing dramas, poetry. Poetic dramas. So he's asking very technical questions. For example, laptop gets crashed and you go to another devotee, Achyut Nityananda or Rand Gopina, someone. So they ask really technical questions which I cannot answer. Isko processor ka speed kitna hai bro? Mujhe pata nahi. Uska motherboard kya? These are certain terminologies that I heard. Motherboard, processor, RAM, this and that. But some other technical terminals I can't understand. So, speed kitna hai, bro? Hard disk ka? Hard disk ka bhi speed hota hai ka? Mujhe pata nahi. I don't know that hard disk has a speed. Then he installed one app, Black Magic app. Black Magic app? Yes, bro, Kala Jadu. So, he installed that Black Magic app and then he found the speed of the hard disk. Hard disk speed is like, it's really slow. That's why it got crashed, something like that, it's just diagnosed. So technical language, only some technical people can understand. So this drama technical language is very much familiar to Ramananda Rai and Rupa Goswami. So Prabhupada appreciates in the purport that both of them are discussing on a different plane. Udghataka and then all these technical aspects. Actually, Rupa Goswami sets the standard for writing Krishna conscious dramas. And all the future dramatists are supposed to follow the standards that is set
Sarup Damodara Goswami himself mentions this in the later chapters. Okay, next, read.
To explain an unclear word, men generally join it with other words. Such an attempt is called Udghatyaka. When Ramananda Rai requested Sri Rupa Goswami to speak further about various portions of the play, Sri Rupa Goswami briefly quoted his Lalita Madhav.
Hmm.
The dust from cows and calves on the road creates
a very
kind
important verse, 188. Harim Uddishate Rajobharaha Purataha Sangamayati Amum Tamaha Vrajavama Drisham Na Paddhita Paddhatihi Prakata Sarva Drishaha Shrutir Api. So when Krishna is coming back from the pastures along with the cows and calves, because of the walking of the cows, there is a lot of dust that just arose. And the dust created darkness. There is Raja and there is Tama. What is Raja? Dust. What is Tama? Darkness. Right? You can understand it as passion and ignorance also. So because of this rising of dust and creation of darkness, some people cannot make out where Krishna is. You can't make out what Krishna is doing. Similarly, but gopis can easily make out. Gopis can easily understand all the activities of Krishna behind this darkness or dust that is created by the cow's hoof prints, cow's walking. So this can also be understood as if someone's vision is filled with Raja and Tama, they cannot understand Krishna's activities, especially the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan. So where else did we hear this similar description? Covering of dust, Raja and Tama. Similar, whatever we said, similarly. Okay, that's similar. Next. Okay, maybe. But I want a straight reference from Bhagavatam. Tadarajastamabhava is fine. I am telling specifically about Krishna. In Krishna's pastimes, the vision of people is covered by Raja and Tama, dust and darkness, because of which Krishna is invisible. So that is parallel to when someone is imbued with my modes of passion and ignorance, he cannot understand Krishna. Point is clear. Where else did we hear this? Kalayavan. Okay. They are destined. Trinavarta. Thank you. Wonderful. He still remembers 10th canto, 8th chapter. In Antirila also. 7th chapter. So when Trinavarta came, because of the bits of sand that he created because of this whirlwind, people's vision got covered. So darkness is there and dust is there. Raja and Tama are there. So in that similar description comes. You need to revise. You really need to revise. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura also explains. Sukadeva Goswami directly writes. It's there directly in the BBT book. Writes Madhula, he speaks. Next, read. Raja and Tama, these words are coming directly in the Bhagavatam verse of 10.7.
189. May the sweet sound of Lord Krishna's flute, his authorized messenger, be glorified, for it expertly releases Srimati Radharani from her shyness and attracts her from her home to the forest. My dear friend, who is this fearless young man? He is as bright as a lightning cloud, and he wanders in his pastimes like a maddened elephant. From where has he come to Vrindavan? Alas, by his restless movements and attractive glances, he is plundering from the vault of my heart the treasure of my patience. Srimati Radharani is the Ganges in which the elephant of my mind enjoys pastimes. She is the shining of the full autumn moon for the Chakori birds of my eyes. She is a dazzling ornament, the bright and beautiful arrangement of stars on the border of the sky of my chest. Now today I have gained Srimati Radharani because of the highly elevated state of my mind. After hearing this, Srila Ramananda Rai submitted at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the super excellence of Srila Rupa Goswami's poetic expression and began to praise it as if he had thousands of mouths. Srila Ramananda Rai said, "This is not a poetic presentation. It is a continuous shower of nectar."
Kavita na haya yai amritera dhara. Next. Indeed, the essence of all ultimate realizations appearing in the form of place. Nataka lakshana sabha siddhantera sara. Next. Prema prapti yai adbhuta varanan. The wonderful descriptions of Rupa Goswami are superb arrangements to express loving affairs. Hearing them will plunge the heart and ears of everyone into a whirlpool of transcendental bliss. Yeah, read.
What is the use of a bowman's arrow or a poet's poetry if they penetrate the heart but do not cause the head to spin? Without your mercy, such poetic expressions would be impossible for an ordinary living being to write. My guess is that you have given him the power. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "I met Sri Rupa Goswami at Prayag. He attracted and satisfied me because of his qualities." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised the metaphors and other literary ornaments of Sri Rupa Goswami's transcendental poetry. Without such poetic attributes, he said, there is no possibility of preaching transcendental mellows.
Without such poetic attributes, one is understanding of the Siddhanta, understanding of the Leela, and familiarity with the technical details of writing poetry, the protocols of writing poetry, how to present some things. Introductory matter, Mangalacharan, Nandi Shloka, Pravartaka, Prarochana. So all these are like very important elements, technical elements. He is familiar with both. Okay. Next, I met Rupa Goswami at Prayaga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he empowered Rupa Goswami because of his qualities. He has all good qualities, he is a qualified person, so I am inspired to empower him. This is. So that's how he was bestowed such special favor. And Mahaprabhu also bestowed the metaphors and other literary ornaments of Rupa Goswami's poetry. And he requested all his other devotees to bless Rupa Goswami so that he can continue writing these transcendental literatures. And he also mentioned about Sanatana Goswami. My dear Sanatana Ramananda Rai, Rupa Goswami has a wonderful brother, Sanatana Goswami, and he is also a learned scholar equal to Rupa Goswami. And in renunciation, he is equal to you, my dear Ramananda Rai. Sanatana Goswami is like a renunciant, but Ramananda Rai is a family man. But still, in renunciation, Sanatana Goswami is equal to Ramananda Rai. That means Ramananda Rai's renunciation is as good as a sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya can even go to that extent of saying that he is better than a sannyasi in understanding of Krishna Leela and being renounced. That will come in the later chapters also. So I empowered both of these brothers to go to Vrindavan to expand the literature of bhakti. And Ramananda Rai replied to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you like, you can cause even wooden doll to dance. I see that the truths regarding rasas that you expounded through my mouth are all explained in the writings of Rupa Goswami. You made me speak about rasa and you are making him write about rasa. Because of your causeless mercy towards your devotees, you want to describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Anyone empowered to do this can bring the entire world under your influence. Bhakta kripa hetu prakashite chaha vrajaras. Yare karau sei karibe jagata tomara vasha." So Mahaprabhu also embraced Rupa Goswami and he left. So after all these devotees like Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Sarup Damodar Goswami, all these people left. Rupa Goswami was with whom? Who is the one person left out? Haridas Thakur. Because both of them are staying together, right? So Haridas Thakur started glorifying.
glorifying Rama, Rupa Goswami. When Mahaprabhu left with all his devotees, Haridas Thakur also embraced Rupa Goswami. So he told, there is no limit to your good fortune. Haridasa kahet tomara bhagyara na hissima, ye sabha varnila ihara ki jane mahima. Sri Rupa karena ami kichuya na jani, ye Mahaprabhu kahana si kahi vani. I don't know anything. Whatever Lord Chaitanya is making me write or speak, I'm just doing that. Similar words were spoken by Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai. Because he is empowered by the Lord, whatever he writes becomes very effective. The principle of being empowered by the Supreme Lord is essential. Because materialistic poets cannot write like that. Although they may use their literary skills to write certain things, there's a lot of rasabhas in that, overlapping of transcendental mellows. Or they may write something which is siddhanta virodha, that is opposing the conclusive statements of shastras. Or they may have materialistic motivations, or they may have all the three together. So that's what materialistic poetry is. That's why we should restrain ourselves from reading so much of such literatures. So read Prabhupada's books, read the books of our acharyas, and we need to avoid any book that is objectionable, which is not approved by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Avaishnava mukhodgiranam chutam harikathamritam putam harikathamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochishta payo yatha. Unless one is a fully unalloyed devotee of the Lord, one should not try to describe the pastimes of the Lord in poetry, for it will be only mundane. So Rupa Goswami says, Hridiyasya preranaya pravartitoham varaka rupopi tasya harehi padam padakamalam vande chaitanya devasya. So here Rupa Goswami is saying, Hridiyasya preranaya, the prerana, the inspiration to write within my heart is actually given by Chaitanya Deva. Pravartitoham varaka rupo, varaka rupopi. Varaka rupo means someone who is really low and fallen. But in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when Rupa Goswami writes this verse, the other acharyas give commentary. Varaka Rupa is given a positive interpretation by Mother Saraswati. Because whenever a verse or some statement is criticizing the Lord or devotee, blaspheming the Lord or devotee, Mother Saraswati cannot tolerate. And Mother Saraswati actually takes advantage of those words only to offer a prayer to the Lord or to offer a praise to the devotee. That we will see more in the fifth chapter of Antalila. Now you see, Shishupal chastised Krishna, Jarasandha chastised Krishna, Indra chastised Krishna. All the negative words that they used were given positive interpretations by Mother Saraswati. Here also, Varaka Rupa means most insignificant and lowly. But Varaka Rupa can also mean Varam Akayati, means the person who is best fit to do this work. He is the most appropriate candidate to do this literature, to write this literature. Tasya Harehi Padam Padakamalam Vande Chaitanya Devasya. So like that, our Rupa Goswami is offering obeisances to the Lord and gratitude to the Lord. In this way, Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur passed their time discussing about Krishna with great happiness. And Mahaprabhu thus spent 4 months with him. And all the devotees, after 4 months of this Chaturmasya, they went back to Bengal. But Rupa Goswami stayed back. He also observed the Dolayatra festival. And Lord empowered him with his mercy. And he instructed him, now you can go to Vrindavan there and you send your elder brother Sanatan Goswami. Rupa Goswami goes and Sanatan Goswami comes back. So when you go to Vrindavan, stay there, preach the transcendental literature and excavate lost holy places. Establish the service of Krishna and preach the mellows of Krishna's devotional service. I shall also go to Vrindavan once more. So like that, Lord Chaitanya embraced Rupa Goswami and Rupa Goswami caught his lotus feet and kept the lotus feet on his head and he departed. So this is the second meeting of Rupa Goswami with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how Kaviraj Goswami concludes. We went fast. It's storyline, simple storyline anyways. These are all different episodes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not that one chapter is continuing the storyline of the next chapter. They're all different episodes. That way, covering like this also. You didn't read the complete book. You're not sure. I don't know when we'll be qualified to read that book. It appears like that, but.